Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsDragons.com, where we talk about pretty much everything but Dungeons and Dragons. And it looks like I might be the only one again here today. Dead air. I'm just working on my server right now. Well, working on my websites in general. But not really sure what to talk about. We were supposed to talk about law the last time. That didn't happen because nobody called in. So I talked about astrology. Which I can do again today. Because for me, it never gets boring. Well, maybe not never, but you know what I mean. I've learned a lot about astrology. When I first got into it hardcore in 2012, the idiot that I was learning from lied to everybody, said he was doing Eastern astrology, which was not true. Took me forever to figure out the difference between Eastern and Western astrology, but I finally figured it out. And yeah. So if you compare apples and oranges, I'm a Leo on both Eastern and Western astrology, but I forget how many degrees off they are. Let me go look at my charts. Bow, 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 bow. I'm the man in the box. All right. And then there's Draconic astrology, which I'm not really sure what that is all about. But it's totally weird. Maybe not weird, but it's totally different than what I'm any of the other two. On the Dracula. I don't know. Draconic, whatever that is. I gotta do some homework on that. I got it in my to-do list, but I haven't got that far yet. On the Draconic Zodiac, I'm a Sagittarius at 11 degrees with an Aquarius Ascendant at 4 degrees, Moon in Capricorn at 21 degrees, Mercury in Sagittarius at 14 degrees, Venus in Scorpio at 21 degrees, Mars in Sagittarius at 29 degrees, so that'd be a Sagittarius Capricorn cusp. And then so on and so forth. Now, using Eastern astrology. I'm a Leo at 2 degrees, so I'm a Leo Cancer cusp with a Virgo ascendant at 25 degrees. Moon in Virgo at 13 degrees. Mercury in Leo at 6 degrees. Venus in Cancer at 12 degrees. And Mars in Leo at 20 degrees. And so on and so forth. You got Jupiter and Saturn, Uranus, and a bunch of other stuff. But, you know, I was thinking that Chinese astrology was off by a couple months or whatever, because according to my homework, I am a tiger on the Chinese zodiac. Well, the tiger translates into Aquarius, but in Western astrology, my Jupiter, which is basically what Chinese astrology is based on, is Jupiter. My Jupiter is Pisces, but in Eastern astrology, my Jupiter is Aquarius. So since the Chinese astrology is in the East, and they're going on Jupiter, and they started this, I don't know, however long ago, before the West was here, well, before we knew about the West anyways. It only makes sense that it lines up with the Eastern astrology. So, Chinese astrology is based on Eastern astrology. Now, I've been studying my Eastern and Western astrology interpretations, and my Eastern astrology does seem to be pretty accurate, but my Western astrology seems to be more accurate. So I don't know. I got to do some more homework. But I just started converting or, you know, started learning Eastern. I thought I was learning Eastern astrology before, but I'm not. So I wasn't. Now I am. I mean, there's bits and pieces of Eastern astrology that I have learned because there's this guy in India that I've been studying from. But he does the rectangular charts, and I'm doing the circular charts. I don't know how to do the rectangular charts yet. So I can't read their charts, the Eastern astrology charts, or the way that they typically do it. But, you know, I'm still able to do Eastern astrology. It's just the wheel is different. You know, I'm doing the round chart instead of the rectangular chart, but all of the stuff still lines up the same. The house placement's changed too, but not by much, actually. Going back and forth. My house placements don't change between Eastern and Western, but some people's will. So in Western astrology, I'm a Leo at 27 degrees, which is the Leo-Virgo cusp. I have a Libra ascendant at 19 degrees. Then I have Moon in Libra at 7 degrees. Mercury in Virgo at 0 degrees, which is a Virgo-Leo cusp. Venus in Leo at 6 degrees. And Mars in Virgo at 15 degrees. Like I said, my Jupiter is in Pisces on Western. And in Eastern astrology, my Jupiter is in Aquarius, which matches the Chinese zodiac of Taurus, Tiger, which is equivalent to an Aquarius. Now, in this draconian astrology, I'm a Gemini Cancer cusp with my Jupiter at 29 degrees, so it's a Gemini Cancer cusp. But it's in retrograde. On all three of them, it's in retrograde. Jupiter in retrograde is actually a good thing. Mercury in retrograde, that's a different story. So I got a couple things that are retrograde, and they're the same on all three zodiacs. I got is that Chiron? No, it's not Chiron. There's my Chiron. I forget what this other symbol is. So, I got my Juno in retrograde, Jupiter in retrograde, and two other signs in retrograde, but they're like asteroids or whatever, and I don't know what they are and what they mean. Still learning. My Rahu and K2, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not sure which one's more accurate and which one's better, so I'm still doing some homework on that. But my Western astrology seems to be more accurate. So, text David, say, where are you? The podcast started 9 minutes ago. Probably longer than that because I think I started it early. So, 12 minutes ago. Yeah, that's the difference between Eastern, Western, and Draconian astrology. From what I understand, the interpretations of each sign are pretty much the same between Eastern and Western, probably even Draconian, but I don't know much about Draconian. I don't know anything about Draconian, what am I saying? So the interpretations are pretty much the same between Eastern and Western. It's just that your signs will change by so many degrees. On Western, I'm at 27 degrees Leo. And on Eastern, I'm at 2 degrees Leo. So, that's like, what, 21 degrees off? Hang on, let's go. 27.15 degrees. So, 27.15. And 2.52. So, minus 2.52 degrees. So it's 24 and a half degrees off between the two. Welcome to the DDD podcast.
I didn't think I was going to be able to get in. It wasn't accepting my access code.
Weird.
I almost called you directly. I'm here on the land, so forgive me if I'm huffing and puffing. I'm picking things up and moving them around. And hopefully sticking some onions into the ground before it gets dark.
Darkness is imprisoning me, all that I see.
And who in the world, great big idea, put rocks on top of the plastic, keep it from blowing away? Because now I got to pick them up and move them.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me. Oops.
No comment. Hey, I got one follower. Oh, it's myself.
You got a caller from yourself?
I have a follower, and I looked at it, and it's myself.
You are following you. Woohoo.
I am following me.
Yay.
Yay for the retarded kid.
You still there?
No.
Okay. I lost you there for a second.
I've been lost. If I was Muslim, I'd be Osama bin Laden.
Okay.
Bin Laden.
You'd be Bin Laden?
Bin Laden. Kano Bin Laden.
Yeah.
So what do we want to talk about?
Honestly, I just want to get these onions in the ground.
Onions. Well, talk about that. It is the, what do you call the full moon? The new moon. So what do you call the new moon?
Yeah, well, me personally, I refer to the full moon as the new moon. And most people refer to the dark moon as the new moon. All right? But, you know, I go through scriptures, and it seems that the Hebrews left Egypt 2 weeks before the full moon, 2 weeks before the new moon. You know, I will check this, though, but, you know, it seems that they left 2 weeks before the new moon, and when they left, the skies were dark because the moon was dark. All right? Well, if that's the case, then God's referring to the full moon as the new moon.
Right.
So, like I said, I could be wrong. Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Wise guy, eh?
Yeah, well, it's like the modern Hebrew calendar. The modern Hebrew calendar counts, I think September is the beginning of the year, something like that. And you read scriptures, the beginning of the year is after your rise come up out of the ground, and it starts forming those first green heads of grain. They're not even ripe yet. They're just forming. That'd actually be about a month from now, if I got my math right. I could be wrong on that, too, but, you know, just watch for your rye. See what it is. Okay. I'm sticking these onions in the ground. Told that you really only want to make a dimple and set them in the dimple.
Okie dokie.
Which? That's the reason my onions didn't do so well last year. Is because I buried them. Was it last year? No, it was the year before.
The year before.
Yeah, when it was over on George and Valerie's place. One, two, three, four, five, six. So it looks like I can do about seven rows of onions.
So after the full moon, a.k.a. the new moon, we're supposed to plant things like potatoes, onions, radishes, any foods that you grow below ground.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that comes from. It's not biblical, but
that comes from the Almanac.
Yeah, it's farmer stuff. Okay.
Farmer stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's like knowing about sheep. And then there's different types of sheep, different ways of raising sheep, too, because, you know, a lot of people, we refer to sheeple because we look at sheep, they're dumb and stupid and stuff like that. But why did Christ call for us to be sheep?
And maybe Christ didn't. Maybe the Bible was rewritten to make us think that we need to be sheep.
Well, actually, I think that was actually correct. Because if you look at range sheep, that completely different than farm sheep. They do a damn good job of seeing each other. They're smart. They work together. They know what to do about predators. You know, big difference. So.
Big difference.
So, yeah, I think maybe we're supposed to be sheeple, but we're supposed to be range sheeple, free-range sheeple.
Right.
Free-range sheeple work as a community. They care about each other. They protect each other. They know how to deal with predators. They protect their young and their old. Whereas you put sheep in a fenced-in pasture, you put a hedge around them, they get stupid. You get greedy. They don't care for each other. Now what do you look at when you see in society? How do they act? They get greedy, they get stupid, and they do not protect each other.
Right.
I am not my brother's keeper. Who said that?
Cain.
Yeah.
I did.
Not you, but yeah. Who you renamed yourself after.
So after the new moon, a.k.a. the dark moon, we're supposed to plant above ground crops like corn.
Yeah, after the dark moon.
Broccoli. The black moon.
The black moon. The dark moon. The unlit up moon.
Yeah.
Well, if the bright moon is the full moon, then the dark moon would be the empty moon.
Empty moon.
Yeah.
All hail the American night.
I need to work out a system where
here it is.
I need to do before. I don't think I can get all these in before the sun hits the horizon. Oh, I got out here too late. Got too much to do in too little time.
What'd you do that for?
I'm stupid.
Stupid is what stupid does. Ad manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do know I do not have a green thumb.
Right, that's why we need to get Jamie and or Regina down there to help you out.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a learnable skill because I already know from experience, I do not have a green. Well, that's not entirely true. I did really good with squash 1 year. So.
1 year.
And the method I'm using for the garden this year is what did good for the squash. Somewhat modified. I think the tomatoes would actually do well with this method this year. The first year I did this, so I used grass clippings. Squash loved them. Cooked the tomatoes. Killed them outright.
Nice.
Grass clippings, they compost pretty hot. And they didn't take the heat. The onions didn't take to that heat. Not the onions, the tomatoes. So, I guess, as Thomas Edison would say, I didn't fail. I just discovered a new method to not make a light bulb.
Pretty much.
Alrighty. Alright. 28 onions planted.
Create a classified section for David.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, basically, where people can kind of like a bulletin board where people can post products for sale.
Oh, David.
Yeah, we can make it a subdirectory to DavidDavidAndDavid.com.
Sure.
Then we can have the locals, post, sell stuff on our website. That would give us a little more exposure, too.
Would you get any revenue off of it, or is this a free service?
Well, it may start out free, but later we might charge a couple dollars or whatever. We keep it cheap.
So we'd be recreating Craigslist.
It'll be like Cedar County's list.
There you go. So we could start up a new... Basically, we could start up a new Thrifty Nickel. It'd be aimed at Cedar County. And be in direct competition with, what's the paper out of? Aldo.
Cedar County's list is not taken.
A Craigslist?
Cedar County list.
Yeah, there's not a Cedar County Craigslist.
Well, no, I mean, Cedar County list.
Oh.
.com. But, yeah. Not that I want to buy. another domain name. I already own like 300 of them.
Yeah, no more domain names.
No more domains. All right, let's see here. I was playing around with the server to see if I can find something I could just create a generic. Actually, I own 350 domain names. But I'll be letting about probably 50 of them go this year. But anyway, it's a generic location to create banner ads. You know, HTML codes, JavaScript for banners. So that I can place them around wherever I want to place them. Because, like, Trucker Date, it doesn't have where you can upload a picture and create, you know, a link, in your, you know, a banner ad. You have to have HTML code. So it's like, all right, I got to go and create HTML codes. Which I used to have a place where I would do that. But I don't have a place where I can do that anymore except Spruce, and Spruce, it's not the ones, the codes that I have created there, they're not computing, they're not working on Trucker Date. So I gotta do it somewhere else. Someplace that's open source. So that's what I was playing with on my server, trying to figure out where I was going to create something like that. I might just create...
Well, what does Spruce use?
Huh?
What kind of coding does Spruce use?
I don't know. I mean, I could do it in Ning also, but...
They don't use HTML. A lot of them use, was that BB code?
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of different codes nowadays. But
we tried to make some simple ones that add to the confusion, though. But they tried to make some simplified ones that people using forums could use, and I think that's where BC code came in.
Yeah.
It's just, it's... Like, pick a language, use it.
Yeah, HTML is the easiest.
Well, it's the most widely used. And if they would just use it, it'd be fine, but... You know.
Yeah.
I guess they decided Joe Blow couldn't understand it, so they tried something else, which makes it even more confusing for the average Joe Blow. So, I don't know.
Yep. I guess I'm just going to do WordPress. WordPress. I like WordPress. Just going to figure out where I'm going to... I forgot how to put this where I want it. Install. Oh, there it is. Okay. KCLA007.
All right. I got... I don't think I even planted half the onion. I'm running out of daylight, so I'm going to go around and pick up hardware and stuff like that and cover up the onions I've done so far. I can't say exactly how many I've done, but I can say I would guess I've done at least 50.
50.
Well, that bag about $3.
Do what?
paid about $3 for this bag. So there's probably at least 150 onions in it.
Cool.
We got half of those. And, I don't know, what do onions sell for nowadays?
What
do onions even sell for nowadays?
Oh, I don't know. I thought we were going to get walking onions.
Do what?
I thought we were going to get walking onions.
Yes. Yep. They don't sell those in the store. PJ said wait until they flower and start producing new walking onions. Probably, he says that's probably the best time to plant them. So, and I think he's right. So
get the seeds, basically.
We'll have them for next year. Yeah. Take all the little seed heads and plant the seed heads, because the way walking onions work, it's their flowers, instead of producing seeds, they produce live plants, roots and all. And the stem never gets woody. So eventually it just over from the weight of the live onions. That's why they call them walking onions, because they walk across your fields. I thought I was going to go to town today and sit down and do podcasts. But I guess I'll do a working podcast.
A working podcast.
Yeah, it's supposed to get down below freezing again. And so stretching the sheet of plastic over the top of the plant. And I think I'll leave it there until I start seeing them actually sprout. If it's supposed to rain, I'll come out and remove it so the rain can soak in. And if all goes well tomorrow, Bill will actually plow from one drive to the other through our field. And then I'll fence off the section that's supposed to be our specifically be our garden. But we'll plant things like watermelon and squash, long rows of corn, things like that outside. Potato for the deer to eat. So, it was a good thing I didn't start unrolling those fences, or it'd be a booger to fold all that away.
Yeah.
I almost did it, too. If I hadn't fallen asleep yesterday. I know it came over me. I just got tired, so I figured, okay, I'll just short nap, power nap. Must have been hours later. Had an hour to put my potatoes into the ground. Because I already cut them. So. Yeah, I'm not going to get all the cleanup done in time. So, I'll just have to finish it up. Soon after Bill starts. He saw the cardboard. He said, yeah, that's what happens every time I use cardboard for my garden.
Oh, blows everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you gotta have a fence. But
everywhere. You got to soak the cardboard, and then you got to put wet mulch on top of it. The mulch will dry.
Yeah.
But by the time it dries, it'll be glued together, and it'll hold the cardboard in place, and the wind won't get it.
Yeah. If we would have put the fence up and the cardboard down last year, it would have been.
We probably put the cardboard down in January.
Because
by now it'd be so soft and so rotten, it'd already be incorporating into the soil. It would already have killed all the weeds underneath it. The worms would be
January. You mean more like October?
Well, whenever. Just as long as I had a couple of months to work into the soil. So.
Yeah.
I put T-posts next to our trees. The little one actually looks like it's alive. I dug it up out of the grass. And it's showing life. Ugh. So, we might have a few trees.
Cool.
I look forward to finding out exactly what they are, though. I'm hoping they're tamarinds, or at least close relatives that are edible. Anybody listening to this podcast probably laughing, going, oh, tamarinds are tropical. They wouldn't grow here anyway. But whatever it is, it does grow in the area, whether it was imported or what.
Or what?
Yep. You know what? Should probably go out and buy some spray paint and paint our fencing before we unroll it.
Why?
So it's distinctive and it's ours. If we unroll it, it'll be hard to paint it. But it all rolled up like this, we could spray paint it pretty efficiently.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, well. We don't have the time for the money.
We can spray paint it red, and then we can call it Red Brand.
Yeah, I see a lawsuit coming.
No, it's not like we're selling it.
Thinking Royal Violet, Kelly Green, and gold.
Gold, that's a boring color.
Nice, shiny, metallic gold. I thought that was your color. Did you change your mind?
No, I'm boring.
Okay. Oh, let me get the wheelbarrow over here. Throw the rocks in the wheelbarrow. Picking up the cardboard that the rocks are sitting on. This podcast is going to have sound effects.
Yeah.
Are those sound effects disturbing?
No.
Well, sun has set. Contrary to what Jerry tells me, it actually went down below the horizon.
You mean the Petri dish?
Well, Petri dish or whatever, it went below the horizon of the Petri dish. It did not disappear by aspect. Didn't fade off in the distance. It went below the horizon.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it, so it didn't happen.
Ah, one of those kind of people. I can go with, I didn't see it, so I don't believe it happened, or I don't know that it happened, but, yeah. Ask me if I believe in dragons and unicorns, and it's like, well, actually, I do believe in unicorns. I've seen them, but they're not strange creatures that fart rainbows. They're just regular animals that had their horns twisted together before they were born, usually. Occasionally, they've been created after birth, where they cut the horn bow off and then paste them back on close to each other. So when they grow, they twist around each other.
I've dated a few unicorns.
There's that, too. Yeah. Are you sure they were unicorns or just guys in drag?
No, they weren't guys in drag.
You said unicorns. So not 10 with a infancy level less than 2.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, you know, unicorn would be infancy level around 2. It's a 10, a 9 or a 10. It'd be a unicorn.
Well, that would be on a hot, crazy matrix, yes, but... I wasn't talking about that kind of unicorn.
I'm afraid to ask.
It's all good.
Just as long as they're not the type of girls that my fellow sailors ran into in Orlando, Florida.
I don't know. Probably not.
Hope not. it's going to be dark before I get done. I'm going to have to come out here tomorrow morning and finish. Yeah. Don't really want to plow the field, but we plow part of the field and prep it up as gardens and maintain the resulting plots. We really will not have to plow ever again. We're going to do it. We're going to do a podcast whenever you're on the road.
I don't know.
Did you let the other David know that we were doing it?
Yeah, sort of. I tagged him on Facebook. When I did my post.
Yeah. A little hard to call it DD&D when it's a D&D.
Yeah, it's just D&D. Well, you know, that's why we,
I still think it's funny that David doesn't remember coming up with the name.
It's all good.
Like what? I don't remember that. That was my idea.
Right.
Don't blame me. Now, he didn't say that, but... Well...
An awful deep subject for an awful shallow mind.
I think if we're even halfway successful with these potatoes, or any of our crops, well, the potatoes, I think you can do them twice a year. So, we take whatever we successfully produce, plant it again.
Plant it again.
And whatever makes it until next spring, we plant all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I figure whatever we don't sell or eat, we replant and grow. For next year.
Yep. Well, when I did the squash, several of the meals at our church were, probably every other week were based on the squash. They did something with it. Whether they just made, whether they just baked them or they made squash. You know?
Right.
Yipper.
Yipper, yipper.
Okay, I think I'm going to focus on removing the rocks. If it comes right down to it, we can plow the clipboard in. Yeah, I figure if we're successful with the like watermelons and cantaloupes, we let Bill and Shirley come over here and get whatever they want from our garden, no charge. Because if he's going to come over here and do the plowing, that's a big help.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the fact that they feed me on a regular basis, so it'd probably be appropriate for me to bring them food.
That would be illegal.
Huh? Why would that be illegal?
I'm just kidding.
Anti-Obamacare?
Yeah, that too. And it's not Obamacare, it's communist care.
Yeah.
Because Obama didn't come up with it.
No. No, because they called it, what did they call it when they were calling it Hillary, whatever?
Well,
they just call it Hillary care?
Romney. Actually implemented it first in his own state where he was a senator or whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but, you know, I mean, every time you turn around, they'll say, they'll blame it on somebody that they want you to watch. And when Perot was running across to Clinton, all right, in the back room, they were signing documents to put together this health care plan. It's basically the same thing that Obama's putting out now. They've been trying to put this out forever, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we got this conservative guy working with, this extreme conservative working with extreme liberals to put together a health plan that enslaves us.
Right.
All right? So, I mean, people were looking at Perot as, he's the alternative guy. Let's vote for him and put the others out of business. And he was one of the others. He was just one of the others.
Perot?
Yeah. He was working with the Clintons.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his signature's on documents right next to Clinton's signatures on the health care plan. And they were blaming on Hillary when all she was his first lady. You know, now they're blaming it on Obama. But, you know, you're right, not Obamacare. But, I mean, that's what they're calling it now. They're calling it Obamacare right now. So I'm just using the vernacular of the day. I agree with you. It's not really Obamacare. It's enslavement health care is what it is. for sick management.
Sick care management.
Yep. They don't want you healthy. Lord forbid you get healthy. There's no profit in you being healthy. They don't want you dead either, because there's no profit in that. But if they have to have a choice between having you sick and potentially die on them, or healthy and not need them at all, they'd rather have you get sick and eventually die. Because at least while you're dying, they can make some money off you. Huh. All right. Okay, non-podcast question. I got a bunch of rocks that just pulled out of the garden that were being used to hold down the cardboard and the plastic. Any particular place you'd like me to dump them in a big, huge pile? I'm near the kitchen area.
Just in the road.
In the road. Between the tree and the garden?
Sure.
Or would you prefer me to dump them someplace where we can pick them up and take them up front?
I don't care. Just in the road.
Yeah. All right.
Must be 8 o'clock.
Or it close is. There.
Yeah.
I've got a number of alarms that go off about this time. One of them tell me that if I'm in town and wanted to go to work, better go now. Well, an interesting sky. So I gotta get this garden done. Then I gotta finish clearing the fence line before all the trees turn green. Which, by the way, they actually are starting to do now. Oh, wow. There was ice on some of the cardboard. It actually trapped water underneath them, and it froze. That's with the plastic on it, so never heat it up underneath the card, underneath the plastic sheet. Not good.
Not good.
How long have I had this cardboard down? Almost 2 weeks, I think. It was just starting to kill the grass. Another reason why I say around January, but we can start earlier. Actually, should probably start as soon as we're in the garden. Like, okay, we're not planting anything else here. Just let's cover it up.
The pepper, what was it called? Poor man's pepper that we was talking about?
Yeah, there's a whole slew of plants that are in that family. They're basically on the edge of the mustard family, you know, the cabbages and that. There's actually a flowering plant that people plant in their yard. I think it's a psyllium, I think. I'll have to look it up. That one actually smells nice, if you get the dark purple one. I'll have to look it up and double check, but I think that's also in the family. But that comes in different sizes, too. There's one that's a big one, seed pods that turn kind of coppery and transparent once they've matured. People sometimes use it for decoration in their floral displays because it's a good size. But they all have that spicy, not quite mustard, not quite garlic flavor. They're closer to mustard than they are to cabbage and stuff like that, but they're in the same basic family. Instead of having pointed long seed pods, they have the circular seed pods.
All right.
Poor man's pepper is just one of them. So. Oh. Boy, I draped the plastic over the top of the potatoes. It's not freezing cold yet. With some of the cardboard that I've exposed, I step on it, and I can hear the ice cracking. Kind of reduces my faith in this process. So we don't want to... We don't want to encourage the ground staying cold. We want it to warm up. I pulled off of D&L.
Rock.
The one that shipped looks sort of like a dragon egg hatching.
Oh, yeah.
had a name for it. He didn't know they occurred around here. He wanted to buy it from.
What?
He wanted to know where I got it from. He didn't know they happened around here. It does have a name. That kind of formation of stone. What?
Dinosaur eggs.
Dinosaur eggs. So, really, we should keep an eye out for those. Well, there's a truck stop over by Osceola. Little girl's been collecting those, and she sells small ones, I think, for $2 a piece or $1 a piece, something like that.
There you go.
So, duck eyes for 25 cents.
Make a pile of them.
Go collect those off the land and sell them here. And if Jeff complains, he can say, well, you know, you're free to pick them up and sell them too, you know. You're too lazy to pick them up, and you don't get to make a profit off of them. I should call it Jess and tell him, yeah, we're done. Might want to come lock your gate.
Just to harass him. We're done for the night. You might want to go lock the gate. Have him run up there and then the gate's locked.
The gate's already locked. Call him an hour later and say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot we had the key. Nah, shouldn't do that, because if he gets smart and gets a recorder, that would count as harassment. So.
Yeah, well.
Shouldn't do that. But
whatever. It's called an early April Fool's joke.
Yeah. But since he's a fool all year long, it's open season.
There you go.
You should check, though, and see how many police reports he's filed, how many complaints he's made.
I don't know if I can.
Well, as I understand, it's supposed to be a matter of record. You know, if there's a complaint from a certain address.
Oh, you know what? Maybe there's other complaints to that address besides me.
True.
All right. I'll look into that next time I'm in.
Yeah.
Add it to my file.
I can't believe, though, that they're going to charge $12 a sheet for filing.
Oh, speaking of which, I need to move some money to your account so you can do too.
You both? Yeah, I put $20 in the tank yesterday, so.
I noticed you used up all your funds.
All of them?
Let me check.
$5. It's like $50 and you're in the first place.
$20-something and then I gave you, or, you know, $20-something. It was almost $30. And then I gave you $20 in cash.
Yeah, I still have that.
Right. So it was $12 a sheet and there's six sheets, six times 12.
That was about
$72. And then how much do you need for the concrete?
Oh, about $10 worth per post. But the first one had some left over. You ended up using that, though. But I expected an average of just under two bags per post.
And we got to do, what, three more posts?
Four. Yeah, I went to pick up the one we dropped over here, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's pretty much all the money I have between filing both of those and buying the concrete.
Right. Well, you know what? People are going to be hiring me more often now. So whenever I get hired, I can put some money into the post, you know, and. And get that done.
All right. Here's what I'll do. 116 plus 6 is 122. I'll put $60 in your account. That'll give you enough to do your filing and
yes.
Get some money left over for the concrete.
Oh, so you want me to do your filing later?
I'll do mine later. I'll probably do mine when I get in town.
Right.
So $60.
You do realize that they really take it seriously? So cancel your driver's license. Because that's tantamount to a voluntary surrender.
Right. So, then what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I won't be able to drive a truck anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to say. So then you could sue them for religious persecution.
There you go. Or, well, they'd have to give me some sort of paperwork stating that I don't have to have a driver's license to do my job.
Do something alternative. I have heard of cases where they've done something like that, where a guy drove around without a plate and successfully fought it enough that they finally issued a special plate and begged him to use it.
Yeah, I know a guy who did that too. That was 20 years ago. They actually, yeah,
well,
they
you might be
him a
where plate. It from.
Probably. They didn't beg him to use it.
Yeah,
they gave him a special plate that said he didn't need plates. That's funny.
Yeah, they just wanted him to look normal.
Right. That's basically what it is. It's just trying to cover it up or whatever.
Yeah. You know, they were bewildered when I didn't want to sign the release form. They wouldn't let me out. You know, after you paid, they wouldn't let me out until I signed the form. Basically, I asked them, so you're gonna keep me here against my will if I don't sign this? And their answer was, yep. Well, I want to talk to my legal counsel. You can talk to your legal counsel when you leave. I want to talk to my legal counsel before I sign. And you can't talk to your legal counsel until you're out of this place. So basically, they denied me legal counsel twice. Three times, actually. So.
Yeah, too much justice.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, now, Bill gave the potential excuses for why they wouldn't let you use a cell phone and stuff like that, but, you know. Jailing people is actually kind of, it's anti-biblical. I think it's against the Constitution in the first place, you know. I mean, if you really suspect somebody did a real crime, I can kind of see holding them, you know, until the matter is determined. But I'm really not convinced we're supposed to kill murderers unless we catch them in the act. You know?
Well, yeah, unless there's some sort of substantial evidence, I mean, how do you know? I mean, just because somebody says they did doesn't mean they did.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, I mean, if you catch somebody in the act of raping or killing or whatever, I can see killing them at that point. But unless they're proving themselves to be a constant.
Well, we lost David Ray. He'll be back in a minute. So, anyways, while he's calling back in, you might want to check out Ray Hall's book, The Rise and Fall of Freedom in America. I just bought two of them, one for myself and one for a friend who's having legal issues trying to get her kid back. Hello,
hey,
and welcome to the D&D podcast.
Did I miss the podcast? Was that David Ray doing his monologue again?
Yeah.
I guess the New World Order didn't like what I was saying. They cut me off.
Yeah.
Better, you just wanted the whole show to yourself.
I can do that. Here, hang on. I'll disconnect you.
You think as many times I heard that tune, I'd have it memorized.
Yeah.
I actually like it. I don't know, I'd like to find out who the artist is and hear some of his other works other than just that one.
Oh.
Probably some open source music and whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, This is interesting.
Got some strange black stuff that you had in one of these boxes. I hope it's kosher for the garden. It's a little too dark for me to really see what it is. One of your yard food boxes, I picked it up and moved it.
Okay.
Apparently in the bottom it had this black kind of charcoal-y stuff, which might be charcoal.
I have no idea.
Me neither. It's a little too difficult to identify it. All righty. Well, yeah, I should be able to finish fairly quickly once we get over here tomorrow with the tractor.
Cool.
Honestly, I think Bill would probably help me finish this up. So I'm going to go grab some sheet posts and throw them on the pile of cardboard I've created. So if the wind picks up, it doesn't join all the rest sticking to Glenn's fence.
Right.
No, there isn't any sticking to Glenn's fence, I checked. But we do have some sticking to our trees and the raspberries and, you know. Bill came over and took a look at our trailer. We could fix that trailer with the slab wood we got.
Oh, from the sawmill?
Yeah, got all the rotten boards and, you know, the floor doesn't have to be perfectly flat. It just needs to be strong enough to hold something on it. You know, just needs to be flat enough that something can roll on it. You know?
Right.
So, you know, if there's an inch difference between two boards, as long as the boards are strong enough to hold up the weight, no biggie. Let's see. Ugh. Definitely need to pick up T-post thing tomorrow morning. The last thing we want to do is have Bill run his plow right into a T-post that's laying down along the path.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No. I mean, besides bending the T-post, it might actually toss him off his tractor. Doo-doo-doo. Huh. Actually, pretty nice guy. That's, yeah, well, I can see Orion. there's the Big Dipper. I can identify that. So, okay, obviously that's not the North Star because it's moving at actually quite a clip. And it seems
the UFO!
Red on one side and blue on the other. So I think that might be an airplane. But it's coming from where the Big Dipper points toward the North Star. And I don't actually see the North Star. It must be a little too hazy and still a little too bright of a sky for me to see it. So, I see lots of constellations, but honestly, I only know the name of two of them. Of the ones I can see. Huh. That's pretty bad. All right. Nice though. Building a nice little campfire out here and find some sweet girl to wrap her arm around and just stare at the stars while we enjoy the heat of the fire.
There you go.
With any luck, a year from now she'll say, yeah, I want to live out in the woods and children. And a couple of years from now, we can have a few of them running around at her feet. Okay, back to picking up T-posts in the dark.
Right.
Yeah, all those ladies who are listening to us right now, always dreamed of living off the land. Here I am. I'm ready for you. Just one of you. Not terribly interested in Polly.
Not terribly.
Do-do-do. Might want to pick this one up.
All by itself.
Well, that's one of the 7-footers. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I want anymore.
You want somebody to talk to you.
Yeah.
With mammary glands on their chest.
Preferably.
And nothing dangling in between.
Something like that.
So while I'll talk to you, I don't qualify. And thank God. Because if I did, I'd be scared.
Yeah. She started up again yesterday, acting all interested after I'm just trying to be friends, not cool, because now I'm having my tight chest and this upset stomach issue again, and I'm just trying to be a friend, and she's not ready for anything more than a friend, and she's, I don't know, I'm just tired of going back and forth. I just can't do it anymore.
Well, don't go back and forth.
I know, so I told her, I said, I told her friendship is all I have to offer.
And just be her friend, and if a year from now she's starting to actually meet your needs with conversation and stuff like that, there she is. If she's not, well, that's the reason why you moved on when you found somebody else. So.
Yeah, I finally got my emotions in check. And then she's getting me all weird again.
Oh yeah, I gotta pick up the stone. There's a stone I hit every once in a while. I'm gonna make a point of picking it up this time. Because if I forget about it, I tend to hit it with the wheel. No real reason for that, because it's a huge stone. So, again, it's sitting right in the middle of the drive up and out of here. There it is. That's why I hit it. It was actually hiding behind a blade of grass.
Okay.
Come here, you.
Oh, I know what this stone is. I tried to move it before. Oh, yeah, we're not supposed to talk about personal things on this podcast. Not by name, at least. Sorry.
I didn't name any names.
Yeah, I think I did, though. My fault. Okay. Sooner or later.
I want to be more than friends, but I need more than what she has to offer. Or more than she can offer, I guess. So we were supposed to talk about law on the last podcast, and you never showed up.
Well...
For the last podcast, because the last podcast, neither one of us showed up.
Well, we'll have to call Ray Hall and interview
him. Yeah, speaking of which, his number is disconnected again, and I haven't got his email.
You need his email?
No, I never got his email that he supposed.
Well, you never got it. He might have sent it to me. Or, no,
he sent it to my email address, but I think it's sitting in his outbox still.
Oh, he never said yay or nay or whatever.
I don't know.
And you need to go through and manually okay him.
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's probably sitting in his outbox. He's probably didn't either that or it's sitting in his draft file folder.
Oh, he never sent it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because I've looked and looked and looked and looked. I looked through my spam filter the whole nine yards for that whole day, for that whole week, all last week, and nothing. There's nothing there.
Huh. All right. Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to go trim his trees.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be tomorrow. Tomorrow-ish. So I guess I'll get over there Tuesday.
There you go.
All righty. Yeah, while I'm at the courthouse, I got to do some land research, too. I have to find the guy that owns the fire over there.
The what?
If he or his surviving family be interested in selling it. Cheap. So, yeah, so I was asking around to see who could help me till our garden, and ran into a bunch of you know, dead end. And then, out of the blue, get an offer to plow our fields. All I have to do is move Hector over there.
There you go. So, he's going to plow, you're going to plow the whole field?
I doubt it. I showed him what the main focus would be, but he pointed out the longer the run, the more efficient it is. So, you know, I pointed out, well, as long as you stay behind that string, you know, you can go from one end to the other. And that's helpful to them. So, and we're going to work on adjusting his plow so it only cuts to a certain depth. You know, because I'm not really thrilled with the idea of flipping land over. So it would be interesting to see how his plow is. You know, they do make plows that don't flip the soil over.
Cool.
There are problems with them, but, you know, they're not the same as the problems with the ones that flip the soil over. So, tend to get a hard pan below the level of wherever you plow. Sediment tends to layer out at that point. And then you don't get water coming up through the soil from below. So you have to water, and when you water, that causes more sediment to hit that layer, which makes more of a lock to stop moisture from coming up. So,
there
I figure we're going to plow once, and then maintain the garden plow so you never have to plow again. You were saying?
I pledge allegiance to the earth and all the life which it supports. One planet in our care, irreplaceable, with sustenance and respect for all.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Posted a picture on Facebook with Jesus in a flying saucer.
Oh, what did you send me the other night? It looked like, you know, a chat, you know, a text, whatever, you know, going back and forth, but I couldn't, you know, my dumb phone won't.
I sent it to Bill also. I thought maybe he would interpret it to you.
Oh, okay. I'll ask him.
I'll tell you. I'll read it to you. Hang on. I posted it on Facebook, too. It's a text.
Yeah, you sent me something, Happy Easter, and at the same time, Jane sent me something, Christ is Risen. So she's doing Passover while you're doing Easter.
No, I'm not doing Easter. My nephew sent that to me, and it was cute, so I sent it to a bunch of people.
Okay.
But anyways, it's a text back and forth between Batman and Superman.
Okay.
Batman says to Superman, "You and Lois should come over for dinner at the mansion." Superman, Sure. What's the address? Batman. Wayne Manor. Superman. Yeah, but what's the actual address? Lois might want to drive. Batman. Stately. Wayne Manor. Superman. That's not... Do you not know your own address? How do you get home? Batman. Through the waterfall, into a cave, up the staircase, through a clock. That's what I sent you.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the sheriff asked me the address of P&L, I was very careful about how I phrased it. I said, well, Cedar County's address for P&L is 6670 South Highway 39. And I'm not sure about the South Highway 39 part. Might be State Highway or whatever, according to Cedar County. I didn't say that was the address.
Right.
I said that's how Cedar County addresses it. If we put up a mailbox, say what?
If he was paying attention, that's the address on the driver's license that was issued by the New World Order.
Yeah. Yep.
So even at that, you have established residency, and therefore you belong there also. Between that and my letter. Oh, we're almost to 2 hours.
I spoke with Bill Court and say, you know, I really don't see in any way, shape, or form how that even applies to me, but, you know, you do have a way of saying, you said I was driving a vehicle that wasn't registered. I happen to know the vehicle I was driving was registered by my friend in your system. So...
Actually,
there's your way out. I still don't see how it all applies to me in the first place. Now, please give me my $100 back.
And actually, that was for a trailer. The trailer is not a motor vehicle.
Whatever it was for, doesn't matter. I mean, you know, they have a way out. So. All right. So, what time is it now?
I have no idea. I mean, I can't
go.
It's 8:47.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we don't go past the three-hour mark. So we're approaching the two-hour mark now.
Okay. What's weird is the recordings I do with my phone.
Yeah.
It's picking up noise, but it's all static. So, but you can't hear any actual modulation or anything. It's just
fine.
So I'm having to go and narrate it with pop-ups describing everything.
Oh, you're doing videos, but you don't have any audio.
Right. I forgot the audio or didn't know the audio wasn't working.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah. The first video I did, I didn't know the audio wasn't working. The second video I did, I forgot the audio wasn't working.
Well, you should get litigious and sue somebody else because you don't know how to operate yourself.
Right. So, it's time for me to upgrade my phone. Actually, I need to dig out my camcorder and just start using the camcorder.
Yeah, I actually have some decent cameras around someplace that can do video.
Well, I have a digital camcorder, and then I have that 007 spy watch, and then I have that 007 spy pen, and then I have
don't have is a decent way of plugging them in to charge them up properly.
Oh, yeah, USB.
Yeah, no, these aren't USB.
I got. Then I have two dash cams.
Okay,
I went foraging today, found some rose hips, not very many, just like two. And then I got some mullein. I'm going to try it out, make some mullein tea.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the mullein's starting to get good size now.
And it's yummy. I like the way it tastes.
Do you?
I
like how it tastes, but it always makes me choke. It's supposed to be good for your lungs, but it makes me cough.
Not me, but I figure, you know, make a tea out of it. Should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to make tea bags for my grandma because she's got lung issues. I finally talked my grandma into using it, so I'm going to make some mullein tea bags for her to have mullein tea.
Cool.
Yeah, I should have done that while I was in town last, but we were so crazy busy.
You could grind up rose hips and throw them in. You'll crush rose hips and put them in with, because that'll give her vitamin C to go along with the benefits of mullein.
Actually, I guess I can make it on the road. While I'm on the road, so I might just do that. Just go get some coffee filters, collect some mullein while I'm out here on the road, and some rose hips, and make her some rose hip mullein tea.
Okay, that's freaky.
Both of them taste good, so that'll work.
All right, your engine is tooling along at nice, even RPM. But the RPM indicator was jumping up and down kind of wildly. The engine isn't revving or slowing down or anything like that. It's going at constant speed, but the indicator was popping around. That was weird. It's settled now, but I mean, it's...
All right, we're at 2 hours now, so...
Okay, I'll go play chess with Bill for another 3 hours and wander home.
All right, I'm going to go to bed.
And if I wake up at 6:30 in the morning, I'm going to get up and do my chores right away. Because I would have had my chores done by the time it started raining if I'd done that. But because I said, nah, it's a little too dark, stayed in bed and read for a while, and, you know, it's raining.
I take my trauma herbs and go to bed.
Trauma herbs?
Yeah, I feel that crap coming on that I was going through last week, but the week before.
Yep. Is the niacin helping any?
Well, I'm going to take the niacin night because it's warm here. I don't want to be sweating my butt off.
Well, yeah, listen to Dr. Yourself about how you're supposed to do it. You know, you might have to do really excessive doses to get the effects you're talking about, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
You get some cashews.
I got cashews. I need to make cashew butter.
That's right, because you can't just eat them straight. Dark.
Well, I got my Star of Bethlehem. I haven't been doing it because I've been feeling better, and now I'm not feeling better again. So.
Okay, my... I can't tell if they got their living room light on or not. Okay, that's fine. I see a headset. I told him if I saw lights in the living room, I'd stop. I see lights in the room. Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
End the podcast.
Hasta la vista.
Yep.
All right. Catch us next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Maybe we'll have a real topic this time. Maybe if somebody actually calls in, we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, maybe I queue up at Ray Hall's and have him talk.
There you go. All right, well, I'll be home on the 16th, give or take a day.
Oakley doakley.
All right. Smell you later.
All right.
All right, bye.